The Super Bowl halftime typically features the biggest names in music. Today will be no different, with Coldplay and Beyoncé on stage. They will not, however, be performing their new song, Hymn for the Weekend. The video for the song dropped last week. Sounds like a regular Coldplay pop song, but the backdrop to the video is India, and many people said it just didn't work and was even offensive. All kinds of headlines followed, including things like, "Dear Coldplay and Beyoncé, India is not an Orientalist fantasy." Coldplay has said they're not performing the song because it's, quote, too new. Whatever the reason, the controversy around Hymn for the Weekend has continued, so we called up Justin Charity. He's a staff writer at the magazine Complex. I asked him to describe the video.
Basically, Coldplay and Beyoncé went to Mumbai, and the music video is shot with a lot of imagery from the Hindu holy festivals of colors. The music video features Chris Martin running around with local children and sort of throwing dry coloring and dye. And Beyoncé is also in it, and she is basically a Bollywood actress, and she's adorned in lace and bangles and henna. And this is all somewhat strange imagery to associate with either Beyoncé or Coldplay.
Neither of them are Indian.
Right. We should note that Chris Martin is a is a white man. Beyoncé is a black woman from Houston, Texas.
So what does this mean? It means if you're an artist, you are only allowed to operate in an artistic space that reflects your own ethnic identity?
I don't think that that's necessarily the complaint about the song, right? Because Chris Martin has talked about writing Hymn for the Weekend, and he was hearing a Flo Rida song, and he thought, I really want to write a club hit. So to go from Chris Martin hearing a Flo Rida pop rap record to Chris Martin and Beyoncé being in Mumbai is a strange cultural leap that seems like it's basically appropriating a very distant culture that the music video is not really engaging with as the sort of visual aesthetic for what is ultimately Coldplay trying to do a Flo Rida song.
So you're saying it's different if the song had some resonance, some direct connection to South Asia or to these traditions.
Right. And if the song or the video seemed at all curious about its surroundings, which it doesn't. Hmm. You know, I can't help but think of it as basically every big pop musician looks with a sense of, how do I engage with another culture that my brand is pretty removed from? Hmm. And they almost always botch it.
Hmm. So, you know, it's hard to have a conversation about cultural appropriation without bringing up Iggy Azalea.
Iggy Azalea has been in this territory with the music video for Bounce, I believe, which also is basically appropriating a Bollywood aesthetic for the sake of a white Australian rapper who is doing a strange approximation of Atlanta rap music. So it's even stranger in Iggy's case, right?
And Miley and the twerking.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you can talk about Miley and twerking. We can talk about Gwen Stefani, I think like 12 years ago in the Harajuku Girls controversy.
Madonna even did this stuff in the 90s.
Right, right.
So why does it keep happening? Something about that formula works to some degree.
I think it's more about the fact that this is what pop culture does. You know, you can look to the fact that in the late 90s and beyond, like, hip-hop went from being a very New York local genre of music to being a multi-million dollar industry that profited a lot of people beyond just the artists and producers involved in the creation of the music, right? That's sort of the MO of pop music. That's the MO of record labels. That's the MO of artists once they engage with pop culture on a certain level, is to find ways to commodify imagery that's interesting to people, even if that imagery is interesting to consumers at a great distance.
Justin Charity writes for Complex. Thanks so much, Justin.
Thank you, Rachel.